One has to learn how to tolerate the temporary pains and pleasures of the material body. World. One must also be detached from his family and practice celibacy. Sex with one's wife, according to the scripture, is also accepted in brahmacharya, but illicit sex is opposed to religious principles and hampers advancement of spiritual consciousness. Another important word is vijnana, virajita. Everything should be done very scientifically and consciously. One should be a realized soul. In this way, one can give up the entanglement of material bondage. As Srimad Bhattacharya points out, the sum and substance of these four slokas is that one should refrain from acting out of a desire for sense gratification. Instead, I was engaged in the most loving service. In other words, bhakti yoga is the knowledge path of liberation. Madhvacharya goes to the adhyatma. Atmano vihidam karma, varja yit panya karma, kama se chaparityago, niri te chaku uttama. One should perform activity only for the benefit of the soul. Any other activity should be given up. But a person situated in this way, he is said to be desirous. Actually, a living entity cannot be totally desirous, but when he desires the benefit of the soul, nothing else, he is said to be desirous. Spiritual knowledge is jnana vijnana samanvita. When one is fully equipped with jnana and vijnana, he is perfect. And jnana means that one understands the Supreme Personality of God and wishes to be the Supreme Being. Vijnana refers to the activities that liberate one from the ignorance of material existence. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, jnana param bhujam meya vijnana samvitam. Knowledge of the Supreme Lord is very confidential, supreme knowledge by which one understands it further. Further, it's the liberation of all living entities. This knowledge is vijnana. As confirmed by the Bhagavad Gita, one who knows the transcendental nature of appearance and activities is not about living the body, taking the birth being in the material world, but attains my term of Bhagavad Gita. Translation, when the strong nut in the heart of a person implicated in material life due to the results of five sections is slack, and one turns away from his attachment to home, wife, and children in this way. One gives up the basic principles of illusion and becomes liberated. Thus one goes to the transcendental world. Well, my son, you should accept a highly elevated Paramahamsa, spiritually advanced spiritual master. In this way, you should place your faith and love in me, the Supreme Personality of God. You should detest sense gratification, tolerate the duality of pleasure and pain, which are like the seasonal change of summer and winter. How to realize the miserable conditions of living entities who are miserable even in the higher planetary systems. Philosophically inquire about the truth. Then undergo all kinds of austerities and penances for the sake of devotional service. Give up the endeavor of a sense of enjoyment and joy, and engage in the service of the Lord. Listen to discussions about the Supreme Personality of God and vows associated with devotees. Chant about and glorify the Supreme Lord and look upon everyone equally on the spiritual platform. Give up enmity and subdue anger and lamentation. Abandon and identify the self with the body and the home, and practice reading the revealed scriptures. Limit a secluded place and practice the process by which one can completely control your life, bare mind, and senses. Have full faith in the revealed scriptures, the Vedic literature, and always observe celibacy. Perform your prescribed duties and avoid unnecessary talks. Always thinking of the Supreme Personality of God and acquire knowledge from the right source. Thus practicing bhakti yoga, you will patiently enthusiastic, elevated knowledge, and will be able to give up the false ego. So, after describing that one should give up everything and become detached from everything in the material world, here, Rishabhadev gives the process of doing that in four verses. And there's a mixture of items. Some are cultivation of detachment, like tolerating the dualities of the material world, and living in a solitary place, doing austerities. So these belong more to the process of jnana and yoga, controlling the life affairs, etc. So, on the other hand, we find other items which are directly devotion. Perform bhakti to me and discuss about me, do activities for me, associate with the devotees, glorify my qualities. So these are directly bhakti. Not jnana or yoga or karma. So he gives a mixture of items here by which one can advance and become detached from the material world. If we do this mixture, of course, course, we have the danger of having a mixed type of bhakti, the agyanist or bhakti or whatever. Whereas the ultimate process of bhakti should be pure if we want to attain the highest realization. So nevertheless, we'll find such mixtures in the Bhagavad Gita as well. In the later chapters of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also gives a whole list of things one should do, including surrender to the Lord, but then also things like silence and living in a solitary place, etc. Doing severe austerities are also mentioned. So in that list also we get a mixture of things. So in the process of devotional service, these other things can be done, but if one becomes attached to these things and they become more prominent, then the bhakti itself becomes mixed. So that is the danger of such things. The process of bhakti is such that all qualities are attained by bhakti itself. This is the second quality of bhakti, supada, which means endowment of good qualities. So the performance of bhakti itself produces good qualities like sense control, etc. So what is the need of having to do all these austerities, controlling the senses and living in solitary places? But the process of bhakti itself, if done properly, will control the senses and give one detachment and will produce tolerance of the material dualities, etc. So that is why Rupa Goswami says that cultivating good qualities is not an anga of bhakti. So, therefore, simply by performing the processes of bhakti, hearing, chanting, remembering, associating with devotees, worshipping the deity, these are sufficient to produce complete detachment from the material world and complete attachment to the Lord. So though here he is giving a mixture of items, at the same time we should understand that the highest principle is bhakti itself. But we see that he's going to later give an example of complete detachment and paramahamsa conduct. So that is why we keep seeing here a mixture. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna gives a whole list of items, that also comes in a section on jnana. So that is why we have all those other items there, plus we have bhakti. So that also means that even the jnani must also practice the bhakti. And to make one's renunciation successful, also bhakti has to be done. But, on the other hand, the actual process that is recommended finally by the Supreme Lord is not renunciation as carried out by Rishabhdev later in his life. That is not the ultimate process, but rather the process is bhakti. So therefore, even if these other processes are not carried out, simply by hearing and glorifying the qualities, form, the name of the Lord, by associating with devotees, etc., one can get all success. So we should understand that though these such lists are given, we should not take these things as absolute and then start doing bhakti according to this list or whatever. So many items are here, we should concentrate more on the devotional items. Those are the actual things we have to do. These are the necessary items. The other ones, we can do them, but that will create a mixed type of bhakti, and if they become very prominent, then it becomes more like jnana. So better that we concentrate on the processes of bhakti themselves. So these processes themselves will produce all the results that are indicated by Rishabhadeva. He's trying to get people to become detached from everything in the material world, including family, and etc., and properties, etc. So by developing bhakti and developing complete attraction for the Lord, the attraction for all material things will also cease. So there's no necessity of separately practicing all these other items that are mentioned here. But as I said, in order, the way he is preaching now he is not preaching that process of pure bhakti in his incarnation. Narada Muni and others will teach that, but he is teaching, ultimately he'll teach the process of complete renunciation of material things by going to the forest and acting like a madman in the forest. So that is the context of all these items we see here, these mixture of items. If one wants liberation, yes, one can do the process of jnana, but even then, one also has to respect the Lord. The desire of the devotee is not to get that liberation. The goal of the bhakta is simply to serve the Lord. But that is achieved, liberation is achieved without extra endeavor. And at the stage of bhava, that is actually achieved, even without prema. At the stage of bhava, one is considered to be liberated from the material world. So therefore, the process of liberation for the devotee is much easier than that for the jnanis or the yogis.
So bhakti means one has the knowledge and renunciation.
They automatically appear. Causously they appear. It's not we have to make a separate endeavor for those things. Of course, the other type of knowledge of the Supreme Lord, knowledge of the process of bhakti, that is part of the bhakti process itself.
So one jnana means one has realized the soul.
Yeah. So if we practice bhakti automatically, we recognize soul and the Supreme Lord. In the process of jnana yoga, one only recognizes we emphasize recognizing the soul rather than the Supreme Lord. So that takes prominence. And then when they go for liberation and merge into the Brahman instead of worshipping the Lord.
The merging Brahma-jyoti, I mean, they also had some bliss.
Yeah, there's some bliss in Brahma, there's a Brahmananda. But the bliss there is insignificant compared to the bliss of prema.
They fall down from there.
Yeah.
You also say that because he is preaching to 100 sons or 100 families, he's giving his mission.
Yeah. Of course, some are devotees. 9 are devotees. 9 are kshatriyas, and the others are brahmanas, brahminical in nature. Sattva one.
Dhanendra se Sumat Balgan ki jai. Visamat Bal Maharaj ki jai. 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 Jai.